Hello, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Line. My name is LaShonda. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hello?
How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to file an unemployment claim.
When was your last day of work?
It was last Saturday. Last Thursday. I'm trying to find the date. I'm sorry. Hold on one second. My last day of work was on the 18th. Hello?
One moment.
Okay.
Do you have your social security number?
What's your name?
Can I have your social security number?
Yes, 423-354312.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, 423-354312.
Can you spell your first name?
T-A-R-I-A, Taria Jackson.
Can I have your date of birth?
August 23rd, 1990.
Can I have your mother's maiden name? Can I have your mother's maiden name?
You said my mother's maiden name?
Correct.
Martin.
Do you have a driver's license or ID number?
Yes.
Which one?
I can get you that for you.
Which one do you have? Is it a driver's license or ID?
I'm sorry, what you say?
Is it a driver's license or ID?
A driver's license. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I have it for you right here. And you want the number, right? Okay. That number is 816-7319.
So we can go ahead and start your claim for you. What is your preferred language?
You said the company I work for, you saying that?
No, I'm asking what is your language you speak?
Hold on, I'm just, I'm partly deaf. I can't hear good. Hold on one second. Get my damn wheels to come off. Okay, can you repeat the last thing, sir?
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
So the next questions are going to be fraud questions. The next questions are going to be fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
I can't hear over the phone. I'm so sorry, but I'm deaf. What you say?
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsify income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah. Okay, yes, I understand.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefit?
All right.
Yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefit in another state within the last 12 months?
No. I've never received any type of unemployment.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
You said, have I what now?
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Oh, no.
Did you receive an active duty? Did you serve on active duty in military in the last 18 months?
No.
So the next questions are going to be TRA questions. Have you already applied for regular unemployment and need only to file for a trade readjustment or trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
So what's my, what, what's the answer? What'd you say?
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Is the person alive?
No, did you receive notification that you can have trade readjustment allowance?